take my silver, take my gold. And you'll find that you won't get much. But you, amen, somebody. But Jesus belongs to me and I belong to Him. Because of that, there's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Can't take that away from me. Well, the years are playing tricks on me. Some of you will understand what I'm doing here. Some of you are still like, what are you doing? It gets to a time that you begin to realize that they start printing the words a little too close to the page. You've got to get some help in order to read. You turn in your Bible this morning, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. We're all basically familiar with the miracle of our Lord in that He was able to take a little boy's lunch. The boy only had 5 small barley loaves and 2 dried fish. There was a multitude of people who had come to hear the Lord, and He began to speak unto them and give them what we know as wonderful words of life. And by the end of the day, they were hot, they were tired, they were famished, they were hungry, they were afraid that they would not even be able to make their homes back to make it back to their homes without maybe falling out. And so the Lord was moved with compassion on them and said, let's feed them. And the disciples said, we ain't got the money. Anybody ever been in a position where there's a problem, but no, money can't solve it. And so He said, what do you have? Well, they go looking around, and the only thing they can find is a little boy's lunch. And the boy is very generous to give it to the Lord. And the Lord miraculously takes 5 loaves and 2 fish. He blesses it, and He breaks it, and He begins to distribute it through His disciples to all the people. And if you'll look at verse number 42, it says, well, in verse number 41, and when He had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to His disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided He among them all, and they did all eat, and were, this is amazing, they were filled. Wow. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaf were about 5,000 men. Now let's go from verse 45. And straightway He constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while He sent away the people. And when He had sent them away, He departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and He alone on the land. And He saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night, He cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw Him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out. For they all saw Him and were troubled. And immediately He talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And He went up to them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. So here we have the disciples obeying the Lord, who told them to get in the boat and to go on the other side of the sea. And as they were going, Jesus sees them out there toiling against the wind, and it was Mark says it was contrary unto them. Matthew said it was boisterous, right? And in any case, there's some sort of a storm that is in their life as they are obeying what the Lord has said to do. How many of you know this morning that we serve a miracle-working God? What an amazing thing to be That whenever you serve a miracle-working God, not only does he perform a miracle for you in the present, it is a miracle that can help you in your future. I remember what God has done for me in the past, and therefore it gives me confidence in knowing that he is able to help me in my present situation, no matter what that may look like. The storms are coming. Some of you here in this room this morning are in a storm, whether it's financial, whether it's relational, whether whatever it is, there is a storm that is raging about your life. It might be a physical storm. You don't know exactly what it is, but sometimes whenever we're looking at the storm, we can lose heart and we forget about a miracle-working God who did wonders for us yesterday. This is the case of the disciples. I've entitled the message this morning, "It's Time to Eat." It's an appropriate message because there's a corn roast whenever we're done. Amen. Time to eat. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. For the God that you serve is a miracle-working God. What has he done for you in your past? Do you remember the pit from which he dug you up out of the miry clay and set your feet upon a rock and established your going? Do you know the sin and the degradation that once you were in, but then Jesus comes with his truth and his righteousness and he ministers the gospel to you? You receive it by faith, and now sin no longer has to be. I'm talking about a miracle. Our God is in the miracle working business. He takes us out of the kingdom of darkness and puts us into the kingdom of light. Amen. We are new creatures in Christ. A miracle has taken place in my life. The things that I used to want to do, I don't want to do them anymore. The chickens I used to steal, I don't steal them no more. Somebody, amen. The watermelon that I used to steal, that's more like it. I don't think I ever stole a chicken, but I stole my share of watermelon. But I don't steal them no more. Listen, there's a change that takes place in an individual. God makes his want-tos different. We are new creatures in Christ. A miracle has taken place in our lives. And so no matter what the storm is that we face, and we've all faced them through our lives, we should be able to say God has performed a miracle for us in our past. We're just going to sit down and we're going to feast on our remembrances of yesterday and not worry about today or tomorrow. The wind was boisterous against them. The storm was raging. It was real. I'm not discounting the fact that we don't go into situations in life that is contrary to us. The winds are boisterous. It's raging. It is all about us. Listen, there are things that are even going on in my life right now that I don't like to be in this situation. But am I going to worry? Am I going to fear when the Bible says to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you? Why should you worry? Why should you be anxious? Why don't you just sit down and take up the basket of the loaves and the fishes that you have and say, in the midst of my storm, I'm not going to worry. I'm just going to be a good old Baptist and I'm going to eat. Amen. I'm Baptist. Love to eat, don't we? I'm not sure this is theologically correct, but I heard about the ministers, the Catholic and the Methodist and the Baptist, that all died and they went to the pearly gates. And Peter said to the Catholic, "Why should I let you in?" And he said, "Here's my rosary beads. I think you ought to let me in." Went to the Methodist and said, "Why should I let you in?" He said, "Here's my Bible. We've been true to the Bible. You ought to let me in." Went to the Baptist and said, "Why should I let you in?" He said, "I've got my covered dish." Amen. We know how to come to church and we love to eat and that's good. And I'm telling you that whenever it comes to the troubles and the situations in your life, yes, they may be real, but listen, you are to feast upon the miracle that God has done for you in the past. The Bible says they considered not the miracle. What a waste of a miracle if you're not going to consider that your God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. He is the one who is able to get in the midst of your storm and say, "Peace be still, and all is well." Right. Is there anything too hard for our God? Well, the obvious answer is no. With our God, all things are possible. share one other verse of scripture, and then I'm going to try to be this pastor who can preach within 20 minutes. That doesn't happen very often. I told him, I said, I've got introductions longer than 20 minutes. Amen. I was thinking about the 23rd Psalm. You know, David says, the Lord is my shepherd. We get to that little section, and I haven't heard a whole lot of people talk about it. It says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Which means that the enemies are about me. And yet, in the face of the enemies, the adversary, the one who wants to devour me, you have prepared a table. This is what God is saying to you. It's time to eat. In the midst of your struggles, in the midst of your turmoil, in the midst of the adversary, it's time to eat. He is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the. He cares for me. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear any evil, for you are with me. My strong shepherd is going to protect me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my... It's the picture of the sheep who are going into the meadows to feast upon the grass. That is their table. The wolves and the lions and the bears might be all around, but the sheep doesn't care. All he wants to do is eat what the shepherd has brought him to eat. The enemies are there. Listen, but the shepherd is mightier than even David, who is able to slay the lion and the bear. He's even able to slay the men who come against him like a Goliath, a giant. I'm telling you that we serve a God who is a miracle-working God, and there is nothing that should alarm us or to put us in a place of fear or fright. We can always depend upon the Lord to take care of us. If he gives us something to do, he's going to make sure that it gets done. He told the disciples, get into the boat and go to the other side. And bless God, he's going to make a way for them to get to the other side. It doesn't matter how bad the storm is, the boat's not going down, because God has commissioned them to do a certain task. And he's going to make sure that he gives them everything that they need in order to get the job done. Don't worry about the storm. They give you a diagnosis from your doctor that you never thought you was going to hear. You enter into a storm. Don't worry about the storm. God, do not be dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will take care of you. That's right. We trust in him. If we can give him our souls, why can't we give him our lives? And to know that he is the one who cares infinitely more for us than anyone else could ever care for us. I put myself to his care. I'm not going to worry about my tomorrows. There's been our days whenever we would enter into our financial storm. Put everything that we have into a motor coach that turns out to be a lemon. A safety hazard. Afraid to even drive it on the road for fear of what might happen to us, and have a whole bus load of precious cargo, all of my children and my wife, and come to the realization that we cannot drive this vehicle anymore, but we have no money. Matter of fact, we got money from the bank. All we have to show for it is a lemon bus. What are we going to do? That's a storm. I don't know where the money's going to come from. How are we going to get through this? Seems like everything is against us. And yet all we can do is hold on to the promise of the one who was a miracle worker in our yesterdays, to know that somehow, some way, he's going to make a way where there is no way. And I'm glad to be able to report to you that in my past, he made a way where there wasn't a way, and we're out of that lemon bus. Somebody, amen. And by the way, if you've been saved any time at all, your faith should be stronger today than it was yesterday, because you have experienced the miracles of God in your life. And so whenever you face your next storm, no matter how big, no matter how bad it is, it's time to eat. Yeah. Open up the basket of the fragment of the miracle that was left over and feast upon the goodness of God. And know that if you made a way in your yesterday, He's going to make a way for you today, for He is the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And you just love that part whenever I say it's time to eat, because you're thinking that at some point the message ends and it's time to eat. Amen. But I hope that that really communicates to you and helps somebody here this morning. A social storm at school. You don't really seem to fit in, and you're wondering if maybe you might want to compromise in order to fit into a certain group of people. A storm at your job where you don't really feel like you fit in there, and if you would just compromise in your values and in your standards, maybe they will accept you. Everybody wants to be accepted. A relational storm, something going on in the family or with your friends, and you're at odds about something and you don't know how to fix this or repair it. It seems like the more you try, the worse that it gets, and it's just raging in your life. And you care, or else you wouldn't even think about it. But it's a storm that you're into, a financial storm. You've lost your job. You're trying to find work. It's hard to get something that's going to sustain you, and you just don't know how you're going to make ends meet. There's storm all. All right, listen, there are miracles that God has done for you yesterday. Don't worry about it. Cast your care on Him. He cares for you, and He's going to provide for all of your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. He's a wonderful God. He's a good God. And He's a faithful God. Does it thrill my heart anymore to see a church full of people from young to old who would be able to stand up and sing, "All my life He has been faithful. All my life He has been so, so good." And if that's your testimony for today, then don't worry about your tomorrow, because if He was faithful to you yesterday, He cannot change. He will be faithful tomorrow. So just open up your basket. It's full of bread and fish. It'll fill you to your full. And there should be no worries. Matter of fact, you men, you know that this is true. Whenever you get yourself filled to the full, the only thing that you're looking for then is the lazy boy, the easy chair. You want to do a little mechanicking. You want to put your rear end into a recliner. Amen. And there's no worries there. All you want to do is just sit back and relax and maybe catch a little nap. Spiritually, God gives us something to do, but He gives us the strength in order to get it done. So don't worry. He's on the job. And when the storms come, just open up your basket of miracles from yesterday and know that a miracle is on the way to help you in your present situation. Heavenly Father, encourage your people. I can sense, Lord, even as I look out, I can see it upon the faces of certain individuals that they needed a word of encouragement because they are in a storm. And they didn't know what to do. And this morning, You have reminded them that You are a faithful God, that You care for Your own. As Your children, Lord, we can come to You boldly, and we can ask our petitions of You, and know that if we ask anything according to Your will, You hear us. We need not to worry. Yes, we can cast our cares upon You. Yes, we can be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication, make our requests made known unto You. And God, I pray, Lord, that You would give us the strength today, Lord, to endure the storm, knowing that which is seemingly over our head is under your feet, because you are walking upon the waves. And Lord, all we need to do is to wait for you to come and know that you're going to say to our present storm, like you did in the storms of yesterday, peace, be still. And then all is peace in our hearts. And we stand in amazement, in awe, and in wonder. But God, if we would not forget the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, if we would just consider it, we would save ourselves a lot of anxiety and worry and care. So Lord, help us to open up the basket of the miracles of yesterday as we face the problems and the storms of today. And we'll give you the glory, for it's nothing that we can do on our own. It's all what you have done. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Let's all stand together and have a verse of invitation. I just want to encourage you this morning. Maybe you just want to thank God. Thank God that he is on the job. You say, Brother Allen, yes, how did you know? I'm in a storm right now. I don't know exactly what kind of storm you're in. I just know that people face storms in life. There's nothing uncommon to you that you are facing today that people on the other side of this church building are not facing. It's all around us. But our God is a miracle-working God. And in him there is victory for you. And maybe this morning you just want to give him thanks in advance because he is faithful. God, I don't know how you're going to solve this problem. All I see is waves boisterous against me. I don't know if there's healing divine or you're going to use a doctor to prescribe a certain medicine that's going to be helpful for my body to recover. I don't know about the relationship as bad as I'm just going to thank you in advance because you are faithful all of my life to this moment. You have been faithful, and I'm just going to trust you and thank you in advance that you're going to be faithful for my tomorrow. And I'm going to put my faith in you, for without my faith, it's impossible for me to please you. So maybe you want to utilize this invitation time to come to an altar and just lay your request to the Lord and your thanksgiving to him and say, God, thank you that you heard my cry. As I'm in the middle of this storm, rowing with the wind and the waves contrary to me, but I just need not to forget that I've got a basket full of miracles, that all I need to do is just open it up and start eating and know that you're going to take care of the problem. Time for me to eat. So let's just sing. Whatever we have to sing, let's sing it together. Done. And I'm want you by way of the internet, I want to encourage you that if you're in a storm, we serve a God who is able to speak peace to your storm. Don't worry. Just sit down and eat from the miracles that he has performed in your life yesterday. If you're lost and you don't know the Lord Jesus, the storm that you face is something you certainly can't do anything about. And you need to call on him who alone is able to save you from your sin. And you can know that your sins have been forgiven and washed away, and you can know that you're on your way to heaven if you'll just trust in the Lord. He's a good God. I remember the Sunday school song that we used to sing. With Christ in the boat, you can smile at the storm. Right? You can smile at the storm. It has no power over you. Well, I don't know if this is a good way to end our portion, but a little bird told me that somebody very near and dear to you is going to have a birthday this week. Looks like the guy that I'm looking at right now, I think he's going to have a little bird named Bob told me, and he said, you know, he's going to head off to his home. Let me take the opportunity to have the church family wish you a happy birthday. Give me a G.